Let's be'ezus Hashem v'li neder. Let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Gimel. We're on the bottom of Kuf Beis Amud Beis by the words Gufa. Says the Gemara, Gufa. We're going to go back to words that we mentioned earlier. Yom Tov Shechal Lios Achar HaShabbos. Yontif falls out on Saturday night. So, the Gemara is going to present a lot of different opinions. What is the order of the various brachos that need to take place? Yontif Shechal Lios Achar HaShabbos. Rav Amar Yakna. Rav says, Yayin, Bor Pri HaGafen, then Kiddush, then Ner, then Havdalah. Now, why does the Yayin come before Kiddush? This is a Machlokis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel in Masechet Brachos. So Beis Shammai holds that first you make a bracha on Kiddush, and only afterwards the wine. But Beis Hillel holds it's wine, then Kiddush. That's the way we do it. The Gemara there explains what they're arguing about. According to Beis Shammai, so you do the Kiddush first, for two reasons. Number one, it's the Kiddush that causes the wine in the first place. It's the sanctity of the day. The wine is only coming to sanctify the day. Number two, the day comes first. First it becomes Shabbos, and then you bring out the wine. But Beis Hillel says the other way, no, the wine comes first, because first of all, without wine, you don't make Kiddush, even though, of course, you can make Kiddush on bread also. So it's the same thing. Without bread, you wouldn't make Kiddush. And the second thing is tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodim. We make a bor pri hagafen a lot more often than we make Kiddush. So back in the Gemara, Yom Tzichah Zach Shabbos, Rav Amar, Yayin Kiddush, like Beis Hillel, Ner and Havdalah. Now, Kiddush comes before Havdalah. Why? Because if you'd make Havdalah first, looks like you're trying to throw out Shabbos quickly. So says the Rashbam. Ma'am Chalava says that we'd rather bring in the Kedusha first, then throughout the Kedusha. Maybe also you could say that Kiddush is Doraisa and Havdalah is the Rabbanon. But anyway, that's Rav's opinion. Yayin Kiddush. The Gemara is going to present, I think, eight opinions about this, what the order is. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah, the Brach of Bor Pri HaGafen before Kiddush, and Kiddush before Havdalah. Ushmuel Amar Yanhak, also Yayin before Kiddush, but Shmuel does Yayin, then the Ner, then the Havdalah, then the Kiddush. So the Gemara is going to explain later on, Havdalah's got to come before Kiddush, because first you escort out, the Gemara is going to say later on, first you escort out the Shabbos, and only then do you bring in the Yontif. You want to have respect, so first you do Havdalah, and then you do the Kiddush. So that's Yayin Ner Havdalah Kiddush, Yan Hak. So why is there no Besamim here? Right? Why do we not have any Besamim on Motzei Shabbos, that is Yontif? So the Rashbam over here writes in Dibur Maskil Ushmuel. Take a look at the bottom Rashbam on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Havdalah comes before Kiddush, like we said later on. Now he says, look at the second to the last line on the bottom. Second to the last line. Umash ein no snin ha'amar m'simin lebesamim lefisha ein mevarchan al besamim biyantif. You don't make a bracha on besamim on Motzei Shabbos that falls out on yantif. You do make a ner, you make a bracha bori meori ha'esh, but you don't make a bracha on the besamim. Shari gam biyantif yesh lanu yusam neshama yaseira k'shabbos. Whoa. So Rashbam says, you don't make a, because the whole reason you make a bar named Besam Motzei Shabbos is you're losing the Neshama Yisera. So you need a little consolation. But Yontif, you also have a Neshama Yisera. Whoa. But wait a second. There's a problem with that, right? So Tosfos, look at the second to the bottom Tosfos. Wait a second. Tosfos asks on Rashbam, the time of Ibn Neshama Yisera. Uv Yontif not make a Neshama Yisera. Vikasha, look at the second to the last Tosfos, dear Maskarav. Amai lo takinu besamim. So then, wait a second. You should have to say a boring mina besamim on motza yantiv when you lose the neshama yisera from yantiv. No, so tell us that different shot. No, you don't have a neshama yisera on yantiv. But you know why you don't need to make a boring mina besamim on motza Shabbos? That's yantiv because you're about to have a beautiful yantiv meal. So you don't need the besamim to comfort you on the loss of neshama yisera. Because the beautiful Yantiv meal, the Simchas Yantiv that you're celebrating, that itself is a nechama for you that you lost. Right? V'nir l'kach nir, the Yantiv leka neshama yisera. V'hacha ein maskir besamim shem, the Simchas Yantiv achilu shesia mo'il kemo besamim. V'yesh tamim lo nechonim, v'zeh atam nochon v'ikir. He says, there are some other answers that are not correct, but this answer is the correct one. So I heard, I was listening to Rabbi Leibowitz, he quoted another beautiful answer about this. He said that that the Hasidish is far and right, that no, really there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, and that's the answer to the question here, there is a Neshama Yisera on Yontif, but why do we not make a Bar Minei B'Sama Motzi Yontif? Because the Neshama Yisera on Yontif never leaves. The Neshama Yisera of Shabbos leaves, but the Neshama Yisera of Yontif never leaves. So that's why we don't make a Bar Minei B'Samim a Motzei Yantif. Aye, why is that? That the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos leaves, but the one Yantif. So we know that Yantif is a Kedusha that Klal Yisrael brings upon itself. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Azmanim. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kayim. Hashem provides the Kedusha of Shabbos, but Klal Yisrael endows Yantif Kedusha. So the Hasidish Yisrael write that a Kedusha that you bring on yourself, that never leaves. The Kedusha that Hashem puts on you, okay, it's not as strong, it comes every week, you don't have to do anything for it, so it comes and it goes. But the Kedusha of Yontif, that never leaves. So that's why we don't make a bar, even though we get a Neshama Yisera in Yontif, so that's why we don't make a bar Minei B'Samim on Motzei Shabbos, that's Yontif. But a Kedusha that you bring on yourself, that Kedusha never leaves. So that's why the Neshama, you don't make a bar Minei B'Samim on Motzei Yontif. Very cute. Okay, so Shmuel says Yan Hak, that's the second opinion. Let's continue. Rabba Omar, Yahanak, Yayin Havdalah Ner Kiddush. He holds like Shmuel that Havdalah's got to come before Kiddush. But you shouldn't put Havdalah right next to Kiddush because they contradict each other. And therefore, we put the Eish in between. Levi Amar Kanya, Kiddush before Havdalah. And Ner, Kiddush, Ner, Yayin Havdalah. He says that the Yayin should be near the Havdalah, because then it's not clear that the Havdalah is being made on the wine. The Rabbanan Amrei, Kina, Shita number 5. All right, what do we have? Rab, Shmuel, Rabba, Levi, number 5. Rabbanan, Kina, Kiddush, Yayin, Ner Havdalah. They hold like Rab, the Kiddush comes from Havdalah, and like Levi, that the wine has to be near the Havdalah. But they say Ner comes before Havdalah, like every Motzei Shabbos. Mabri, the Ravna, Omar, Shita number 6, Nakia, Ner, Kiddush, Yayin, Havdalah. Kiddush before Havdalah. Yayin's got to come near Havdalah, like Levi, but you got to put the Ner before everything, because the Ner is what you benefit from first. Shita number 7, Marta, Omar, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yeshua, Nihak, Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. Havdalah before Kiddush and wine before them because of Tadir. 7 Shitas. Shalach Le'avua Deshmul Le'Rabbi Yamdin Rabbeinu Seder Havdalos Heach. How do you make Havdalah of Yontif the full Zan of Motzei Shabbos? Shalach Le. Kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi Shamashim Aviv Shamashim Yishub and Chananya. Nahik, an 8th shita. Ner, Havdalah, Yayin, Kiddush. Havdalah comes before Kiddush, and Yayin has to come between the Havdalah and the Kiddush, because since the wine's going on both of them, it's got to go on both of them. But the Ner, you could say even with Atikos. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mashal Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, was why we do Havdalah before Kiddush. What's a mashal to explain this? Lemelech sheyotze va'afarchas nechnas. The king is leaving and the governor is entering. Melavin es hamelech va'achakach yotzen lekras afarchas. First you escort out the king, you make havdalah first, and only then do you bring in the governor. What's the psak? My have Allah, Abai Omar Yakzina. Oh, now he adds in the Zman, because this is talking about on the first day's Yontif. Yakzina, Yayin Kiddush, Zman Ner Havdol. Now this sounds a lot like Rav, right? It's like Yakna, right? Rav was the one who said Yakna. So that's going to be the proof to Rav. So Abai says, Yakzina, the Rav Omar, what we do, Yakna has. Yain Kiddush Nehavdol Zman V'Hilchasa Kirava. The Gemara says Hilchasa Kirava. Now take a look at Tosvus V'Hilchasa, third Tosvus on the page. Why do you have to paskin like Rava? Don't we know in all of Shas, every Machlokas Rava against Abaye, we always follow Rava except for the famous six cases of Ya'al Kigam. We always follow Rava. So why do you have to paskin like Rava? Take a look at Tosvus. Mishum inacham aray, no. But, right, Rav against Abaye, we didn't need a paskin. But we needed to paskin like Rava because it's because of the first seven amoroyim. Because we want to show that we go like Rav. That's the reason we have to say Hilchasa Kirava. Not against Abaye. We knew that Allah is like Rav against Abaye, but it means that Allah is like Rava. Now, what about the rule of Hilchasa Kibasra? So Rav and Abaye came after all the other Amoraim, so don't we always paskin like the later Amoraim? So some say that over here, some you have also Talmidim and Rabbeim. So there's two contradictory things. You always follow the later Amor, but you always follow the Rebbe over the Talmud. So we needed the Gemara to say we follow like Abaye, because Rabba was the Rebbe of both Abaye and Rava. So we don't follow the Rebbe here, because the halacha that you follow the later Amoraim trumps the halacha of following the Rebbe, who is Rabba. Okay, but we file Rava Yaknahaz. We file Rebbe Yaknahaz, and we also follow Yayin Kiddush. We do Kiddush first, and then only afterwards Havdalah. Because, you know, maybe Kiddush is Doraisa, or because we said the Simcha of bringing in a Yontif is more important than the sadness of losing the Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Lebei Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava on Motzai Shabbos. Aisu Lekamayu Ma'or Ubesamim. They brought a fire and besamim. Brich Rava Abesamim Beresha V'Hadar Amor. Rava made a bracha on the besamim first, and then the Eish. That's like our custom. Besamim comes before Eish. Amar Lei. So Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said to Rava, V'habein Beishamay Mein Besil Mar Bereisha V'hadar Besamim. Both Beishamay and Besil said you do fire before Besamim. Maihi, where do you see that? Desnan. Beishamay Omrim. At least this is one version we'll see. Beishamay Omrim Ner Mazon Besamim Avdala. If you have to bench, right, a person... This is a Mishnah Meseches Brachos. Person who only has one cup of wine, and he has to do both Havdalah and benching. So Beishamay Sav Machlokes, what should you do? Beishamay says, Ner Umazon, the candle first, then Berachas HaMazon, then Besamim, then Havdalah. So the Ner is first, because that's the first thing you benefited from. And then the food, Birchas HaMazon, because you finished eating. You're not allowed to make a hefsek between eating and benching. Then the Besamim, because they come for the honor of the Shabbos, of the Neshama Yisera. And then Havdalah. That's what the Tosa Rush says. That's Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Ner Ubesamim, Umazon V'Havdalah. Okay, but either way, the Ner comes before the Besamim. Ani Rava Basrei. So Rava responded, V'Omar, he said, no. Zu Divi Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's version of the Machlokes Bishayim Beis Hillel. That's Rav Meir's version of the Machlokes Bishayim Beis Hillel. Zu Divi Rav Meir. But Avo Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo nechlu Beisham Yisrael ala mazon shubitchila. Beisham Yisrael don't argue on the fact that benching is first, since you just finished your benching. So yeah, you just finished your meal, you have to bench first. Ein mavir nala mitzvah, the Rashbam says, right? That's the first mitzvah that you were chayiv in, was benching. Val havdala shubisof. And havdala has to go at the end, because he wanted to delay the exiting of Shabbos the most possible. So says the Bar Tanura. Alma nechlku, what's the machlokes, Rabbi Yisrael? Exactly our point. Ala morva b'samim. Beishamai omrim ma'or v'achkach b'samim. Beishamai says ner then b'samim. Ubeis hillel omrim, like we do, b'samim v'achkach ma'or. From Rabbi Yochanan, nagu amke beis hillel v'libid Rabbi Yehuda. Our minhag is like beis hillel, to do b'samim for ner. What's the machlokes here? So Beishamai says, the ner is the first thing you benefit. You come into the house and the house is all lit up after Shabbos. So ner first, and then besamim. But Beis Hillel holds no. It's more important to comfort you first for the loss of Shabbos, and only afterwards to make a bracha on the ner. Fine. Says the Gemara. Right, since the besamim comes, right, and the Shita Mekubetzes in Brachas writes, since the besamim is for the honor of the Shabbos, that you lost the Neshama Yisera to show honor to the Shabbos of the Neshama Yisera, so we do the besamim first. Fine. Next. Now we're going to talk about bracha rishona on the coast of the yayin of benching. Rav Yaakov bar Abba ikla lebei Rava. Rav Yaakov bar Abba went to the house of Rava on Shabbos. Chazia debrich bori priagafen akasa kama. He saw that he made a bori priagafen on the kiddush that he had before the meal. Vahadar barich akasa debrichasa. He made a new bori priagafen when he drank the cup of benching. Yeah, because he had benched already, right? V'ishti. Now, it was all one cup. It was all the same cup, apparently. Amale, lamach kulei hai. Why do you got to make two bar priyakovets? Baruch lan ma'achad azimna. You used the same cup for Kiddush and you took a sip and you made one bracha. Shouldn't that work for the coast of the Yayin Birkas HaMazon, even if it wasn't the same... even if it wasn't the same cup. But you made a bar priyagafen already. So why doesn't it count for the bracha on benching? When I was in the house of Reish Galusa, I saw this is what they did. They made a bar priyagafen on every cup that came out. Amarle, no. But you can't bring a proof from Reish Galusa. Tenach be Reish Galusa, de hachi avdinan, de suffik maislan, suffik lo maislan. You didn't know whether another cup was coming out. This is a very important halacha. If you don't have, let's say you're just sitting down to eat, and you just eat one thing, you have the bracha, but you didn't intend to eat something else. And then you change your mind, you want to now eat another food with the same bracha. You got to make a new bracha, because you didn't intend when you made the first bracha that the next thing was going to be. I don't know, you're just sitting down to have a snack. So you have an apple. And when you have the apple, you think you're only going to have the apple. And then after you're done with the apple, you say, you know what? I'm still hungry. I think I want to have now an orange. So technically speaking, you have to make another bracha, another bar priyetz, because you never intended that the bar priyetz and the apple was going to go on the orange also. So in the house of the Reish Galusa, you never knew. You didn't know they were going to bring out more wine. You know, you're not the Bailam there. But
doesn't it say somewhere either in Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that if you're in a big house like the Reish Galusa, I'm not sure, maybe I'm mistaken, that you would assume there's going to be more because there's
wealthy. Good.
That to have more. In your mind, you know, this is just an appetizer. We're going to have more.
Right. That's true. Joe, that's a great question. And I believe the Rishonim raised the question. Give me one second. So I'm like, Tenach Peresh Galusa Dachi Avdinan. Makes sense that you would make a brach on every new cup because certainly, Joe, maybe they knew there was more coming out. You didn't know what was coming out. The Suffolk Mycelon, Suffolk Low Mycelon. That. You don't know whether or not they're going to bring out from the beginning. You have no idea how many they're going to bring out. You don't know that more wine is going to come out. So you make a new bracha on each one. Hacha, what do you mean? Hamanach kasa kamam v'daitin levei. What do you mean? The same cup was next to you the whole time. You know you're going to make a bracha on Birkas HaMazna. You knew the whole time, so it should count. So, Amale, ana avde ketamide derav. So, Rava said, well, I have another reason why I do it. I hold like the students of Rav, derav brona of Rav Chananel, tamide derav, haviyasi b'sudas. Rav brona of Rav Chananel were students of Rav. They were sitting, eating a meal. Kai alai Rav Yeva Sava. Rav Yeva Sava, another one of the rabbis, was serving them. It's very interesting that the rabbis always seemed to be in a position of being the waiters. They wanted to learn the halacha, so they would serve the Talmidei Chachamim. It's a big mitzvah to be Mishamish Talmidei Chachamim. Amrulei, Havlan v'nivrach. So they said to the waiter, let's bench. Now once you say let's bench, so you're done with the eating. Lesof, then they changed their mind. Amrulei, Havlan v'nishtei. Yeah, you always have room for another cup of wine. Let's go. Let's drink a little more. Amalohu, Hachi Amarav, came to Amrulei, Havlan v'nivrach. Once you said let's bench, and then they bring out more food afterwards. Once you said let's bench, you got to make a new bracha. Itasu lechulamishte, my time da aschichsu da taichu. You had hesach hadas. Kavachomer, if you actually benched, right? Just saying havlan v'nivrach makes you make a new bracha. Kavachomer, if you actually benched, so your meal's over. So now you're gonna make a bar priyal kafan after the benching. You got to make a new bar priya gafen. So benching is a hesach hadas from the suda. So if you want to, when you drink the bar priya gafen after benching, you have to make a new bar priya gafen. And that's the way we are knowing lahalacha as well. So says the Rashbam. We make a bar priya gafen. People don't know this also, right? Well, people do know this. Now, what about, do you have to make a bracha achrona on that wine? So I tried to quickly research it. I believe that you do. I didn't see anyone talking about that. Anyone know? I think that you do have to make, it makes sense, right? If you have to make a new bracha rishona, I think you got to make an ala gefen also. Right? People don't know that. People don't know that. But if you bench, you got to make an ala gefen. I'm 99% sure about that. I'll bleen out to try to look it up a little bit later. It's interesting. They only talk about making a bracha achrona on the first wine. But that they say, no, you don't make a bracha achrona because the benching covers that. Even though you made the bracha on the wine before the hamotzi, but benching covers it. It's a kal v'chomer. If ala gefen exempts you from, it works, a kal v'chomer benching, which is the actual three brachas. Yeah. Okay. Apparently there's a Rashi that holds that if you drink wine in the middle of the meal, you got to make an ala gefen on that. Benching doesn't work for that. Interesting. Okay. Amemar Marzuch and Ravashi Aviyasi Basuda. Amemar Marzuch and Ravashi were sitting and eating a meal on a weekday. The Koyalai Ravacha Breid Rava. Again, the waiter was one of the rabbis. Ravacha Breid Rava. He was trying to learn what to do, but here he has a problem. Everyone did Amemar Brichal Kol Kasa Vakasa. Amemar made a Bor Priya Gafen on every cup of wine he drank in the middle of the meal. Unbelievable. Umarzucha bricha kasa kama vakasa basra. Marzucha made a bracha on the bor priya gafen on the cup of wine that he had before the meal, and he made a bracha on the cup of wine that he had for benching after the meal. Ravashi, the third rabbi, bricha kasa kama v'sula baruch. He only made a bracha on the first cup, and he didn't make any other brachas on any more bor priya gafen. So the waiter said, oh my gosh, I'd like to serve you guys to learn what to do, but all the three rabbis had three different things. So once they asked them what to do, each of them explained their opinion. Ameimar Omar, Nimlachana. You know why I made a separate bro priyakaf on each cup? Because after each cup of wine, I said, I'm not drinking anymore. And then I changed my mind and I decided to drink again. So once I changed my mind, I had to make a new bar priya guffin on the next one. Mar Zutcher Omar, I know Avdei Ketami the Derav. Mar Zutcher did like the Tami the Derav, who said since benching is a hefsik, so the bar priya guffin, you make one bracha on the first one, because you're just starting to drink before the meal, and then you make another bracha, because benching is the end, so the bracha on benching, I make a new one. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi said, I only made a bracha on the first one. Less hilchas l'katami de Rav. Rav never said that. The students of Rav didn't get it right. That no, a guy who starts to bench, benching is not necessarily a hesach hadas. How do I know this? Deha, Yom Tov Shechal Dinos Achar HaShabbos, what we said in yesterday's daf. Or today's daf, va'amar Rav, yakna, yayin kiddush, ner havdalah. You make a bar priya gafen, and this bar priya gafen works for kiddush and havdalah. You don't have to make another bar priya gafen. So you see, kiddush is not a hefsik between the bar priya gafen and the havdalah. So too, benching is not a hefsik. Wow, one could have. The Gemara says, come on, Velohi, what kind of raya is that? Hasam. Yeah, but what was the case over there? The case over there was where a guy said, Havlon v'nivrach, okar daiti mi mishtaya. A person who benches, he's saying, I'm not going to drink anymore. But hacha, by the case of Yontav Shechab Motzai Shabbos, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, come on, there was no hefsik. Lo akar daiti mimishtaya. You didn't say, I'm not going to eat anymore. You didn't even drink anything yet. So you're going to drink it at the end of everything. So you don't have to make another bar priya guffin twice. Now the Gemara now goes back to a story we had on Amud Aleph when Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba visited the house of Rava on Shabbos. And now we're going to talk about Havdalah. Kimati Lavdule, when Shabbos ended, and Rava was ready to make Havdalah, kom Shame, so Rava's Shamish got up, Va'adlik Avuka Mishraga. So for Havdalah, he didn't just light one, they had one candle lit, but they didn't want to make Havdalah on just one candle. He lit a whole torch, multiple candles for Havdalah, Avuka Mishraga. You had to have a torch for the bracha of Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Amar Le'ei, Lamalei Kulei Hai. I mean, you had a candle already. Why don't you just make a bracha Borei Me'orei Ha'esh on the candle you had? What do you need a bun? What do you need a torch for? Hai Mancha Ha'mancha Shraga. You had a candle there. Amar Le'ei, Shama Midaite Denav Sheka Avid. So it's funny. Rava didn't want to tell him. He said, well, yeah, my gabbai, he did this on his own. Really, he didn't have to do it. Amar Le'ei, Ilo Shmir Lemine Demar. What do you mean? If he didn't hear it from you, Lahava of it, he wouldn't have done it. Amar Le'ei, Sir Rava said, you're right. Lo Sava Lemar, Avuka Lavdala Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Don't you hold that making a torch for Havdalah is the best way to make the bracha Borei Me'orei Ha'esh? Now, why is it the best way? Since the bracha is Me'orei Ha'esh, because fire has a lot of different colors, it's jumping. It looks like there's a lot of different colors, Me'orei. So therefore, it's better to have on a torch that there's double wick, because you could tell more of the different colors. So says the Ran. The Rush explains that the reason is that the light of a torch is much more light, and therefore we want to be Mahader, to make a bracha on a Borei Me'orei Ha'esh, on more light, and therefore we have the torch. So says the Levush. Now, why didn't he tell him the real reason from the beginning? Right, what did he answer? The Gabbai must have done it on his own. Why wouldn't he tell him that? So Tosfos HaRosh writes that this was the way of the rabbis, not to tell everything right away, to get them to get the Talmud to really want to know the answer. Like he pushed him off a little bit. He wanted to whet the Talmud's appetite. That was their derech. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answered the name of the Rimi Krabil that Rava held originally. Rav Yaakov knew the din that Avuka Lahavdol is mitzvah namovchor, but he was asking, why did you have to go find a torch if you had a candle already? He answered him that the Gabbai did on his own. You're right, that b'di'evit, it works only with an individual candle. That's what he's trying to tell him. The Magen Avraham says, interesting, the poskim don't write that b'di'evit, it works with a candle. Therefore, the Magen Avraham writes that Rava held from Rav Yaakov's question, why did the Gabbai have to light a torch? Let him just light one additional candle. So then you'd have a torch. So Rava answered him, no, the Gabbai did it on his own, because if you have one lit candle, you could bring them together. Rav Yaakov didn't understand what he said. So interesting question of b'di'evid, would it work with one candle? The Magen Avraham seems to say, no, the Gemara seems to imply that b'di'evid it would work with one candle, but the Mefarshim say no. That's a matter of dispute. So we're always trying to be mahader by havdalah to have multiple candles. Okay, and finally the last topic of the daf, Now, what did they do in havdalah? Pasach va'omar. So Rava said, Hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol, ben or l'choshech, ben Yisrael la'amim, ben yom ha'shvil sheshes mei ha'maseh. Baruch atah Hashem, Hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol. Amar lei, lama l'chkulei hai? Why you got to say all four havdalas? Amar Yehuda Marav, Hamavdol ben kodesh l'chol, zu yavdalas v'shur Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. That's the basic havdalah. Amar lei, anoka ha'svir lei. I hold like the following shita. Dam Rabbe Lazar, Rabbe Hoshaya, ha'poches, lo yifchos mishalosh. You have to have a minimum of three havdalas. Ben kodesh l'chol ben olachosh ben yisrael amim. Because all three of them depend on Motzei Shabbos. Because Shabbos is what divides the weekdays from the week. So you got to have a minimum of three. Because Shabbos divides the weekdays from the week. And the fire was created on Motzei Shabbos, so it's Or L'Choshech. And Yisrael Amim, Shabbos is a special gift, as Sefer HaManik says, that divides the Jewish people from the rest of the nations of the world. So you got a minimum of three. V'amosif lo yosef al sheva. And the max is seven. Gemara is going to explain later on. So this argues. So Amar Lei, but you said four. You didn't say three or seven. You said four. Amale, Ibra, it's true. I really only said three. I only said Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshes Mei HaMaaseh because of the Chasimas HaBrachas HaMavdil Min Kodesh L'Chol. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, HaMavdil Tzarech Sheyomar Me'ein Chasima Samach L'Chasimaso. When you make Havdalah, you have to make Me'ein HaChasima near the Chasima. You have to have something that's similar to the opening of the bracha near the chasima. My benayu, what's the difference? The psicha and the chasima is the same thing here. Ike benayu, yomtiv shechal yosachar ha-shabbos. The difference is, what about if yomtiv falls out of Motzai Shabbos? De chasminan hamavdil bin kodesh l'kodesh. Manda Amar Me'ein Psichasan Samal Chasimasan Loboy Lemira Ben Kedushas Shabbos Lekedushas Yomtiv Vivdalta. You don't have to go back and say that. Manda Amar Me'ein Chasimasan Samal Chasimasan Boy Lemimar Ben Kedushas Shabbos Lekedushas Yomtiv Vivdalta. You have to make Havdalah again. You have to mention Havdalah Ben Kodesh Lekodesh near the Chasima. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day.